Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 81.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats.
Visitors retire from the chamber. The Sergeant-at-Arms will close the doors. Members and visitors will please silence all electronic devices. The prayer will be offered by Representative John. Members and the visitors in the gallery, will please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let's bow our heads in prayer. Lord, we ask your blessing on those here today and on those who will be journeying back to join us tomorrow. And on this day following Father's Day, we ask that you bless and empower all the fathers among our number, that they may fully and successfully exercise the great honor and responsibility of parenthood. And lastly, we ask that the love of your Son be with all members of this chamber and his peace surround them, that we all seek to open our hearts and our minds and set aside differences and be rededicated to serving the citizens of our great state to the very best of our individual and collective abilities. All these things we ask in thy name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, James. Representative Warren is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for June 17th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Warren moves the journal for June 17 be adopted as written, approved as written. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. Chaptered bills will be noted. Nope. Messages from the Senate, the clerk will read.
House Bill 168, Senate Committee Substitute, fourth edition, a bill to the Entitlement Act and making administrative changes to relate it to the contribution-based benefit caps liabilities under the local government employees retirement system and the teachers and state employees retirement system, clarify withdrawal liabilities under the leaders and teachers, clarify employment units, adopt written policies under separation buyout of law enforcement officers, giving the Department of State Treasurer and the Supplemental Retirement Board of Trustees limited authority to adopt administrative fees under certain plans, clawing back disability income planning overpayments under the optional retirement program and address social retirement allowance payments upon the death of the designated beneficiary for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute.
Messages from the Senate, the clerk will read. Hold that, Mr. Clerk. Ladies and gentlemen, we're having some technical difficulty. It's not because I'm filling in today. It's just because we got some issues with the internet. So please be patient with that. We're aware of it and we're working on it, and hopefully it'll be corrected. The clerk may continue.
House Bill 383.
House Bill 168, Smith, Kidwell, McNeil, retirement administrative changes placed on the calendar for Tuesday, 6/22/21. Continue, clerk.
House Bill 383, Senate Committee Substitute, second edition, a bill to the Entitlement Act to revise the Hospital Assessment Act to account for Medicaid transformation for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute.
Rule of the material, the chair placed on the calendar for Tuesday, 6/22/21.
House Bill 642, Senate Committee Substitute, third edition, a bill to be entitled an act to prohibit organ transplant discrimination on the basis of disability health care providing the health insurer for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute.
Placed on the calendar for Tuesday, 6/22/21.
Senate Bill 326, Committee Substitute, third edition, a bill to be entitled an act to amend the date by which the absentee ballots must be received and the County Board of Elections in order to be counted. The required publishing of the date absentee ballots are available and the deadline for requesting the absentee ballots and to provide for the recording of ballots by the County Board of Elections.
Rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Senate Bill 724, Committee Substitute, Third Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to expand voter access to establishing voter portal for visually impaired voters and vote by absentee ballot online, allowing for the online submission of voter registration application forms, and stating the intent of General Assembly to fund programs to identify the access voters needed to photo identification.
Rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Senate Bill 725, First Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to prohibit the acceptance of private money for conducting elections, hiring temporary elections workers.
Rules, calendar, and operations of the House. Notices and announcement. Ladies and gentlemen, for your planning purposes, the House will resume tomorrow at 4 p.m., 1600, Tuesday, 4/22/21. And that's true. Tomorrow's a voting session. Be here, be on time, and be prompt. Representative Warren, you are recognized.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House to now adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, June 22nd at 4 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Warren moves and seconded by Representative John that the House now to adjourn and reconvene on Tuesday, June 22nd, 4 p.m., 1600. Subject to the rules and standards stipulations in Rule 15.1, those in favor will say aye. Those opposed will say no. The ayes have it, and the House now stands adjourned.
On motion of the chair, Senate Bill 707, Development Regulations and Airport Authorities. The bill is withdrawn from the Committee on Rules. Recommitted to local government land use, serial referral to rules is added. Senate Bill 421, Community Colleges in-state tuition. Bill is withdrawn from the Committee on Rules. Recommitted to education community colleges, serial referral to rules is added.